is back to Wilfrid Laurier and the University of Waterloo, and to all those students that are going to that place down south there, Conestoga, that wagon educational place. Yes, that's it. Just to let you know that 100.3 Sound FM is here for all your musical needs. Open 24 hours a day, no cover charge. You can check us out at www.soundfm.ca or 946 Rogers Cable. Have yourself a great educational time, guys.
Hey, this is the Danger Bees, and you are listening to Sound FM.
You're listening to 100.3 Sound FM, Radio Waterloo.
Stopping at the Savoy on 100.3 Sound FM. Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Swing and Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3. And it is about 10 o'clock, and we are here with you until midnight. And with me are some very special guests, the wonderful Miss Janice Lee.
Hi.
And the fantastic Mr. Justin James.
Hi there.
Welcome to the show. So I think a little bit later on, we're going to be hearing some music from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
We're excited to play.
We have a live piano brought in. Just to prove it, play some live piano action. Just to prove that we're real, we do have a piano in the studio. and we're going to be playing some live music with Janice and Justin. We have a really great show for you in store tonight. I also have planned an interview a little bit later on with Rosalind Collada Cedra, who is producing a play in Toronto about swing dancing. Very, very excited to be playing that for you guys. It's a really fantastic project, and the workshop production for that is next Tuesday. So, Justin and Janice, we're here to promote you guys because you're playing at the Jazz Room soon.
Yeah, we have a show at the Jazz Room on Thursday, May 17th. Mm. And the Jazz Room is in the Hooth Hotel in Uptown Waterloo. I'm really excited for it. It's with Nerida Productions and with some other artists.
Great. All right. So let's get back to a little bit of music, and we'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later on. Until then, let's play. What do you guys want to hear? You want to hear some vintage stuff? What do you say?
Sure.
Yeah, you got any Count Basie?
Count Basie. Let's see what I got here. Count Basie is always a good idea. I generally do play quite a lot of Count Basie on the show. So here is Count Basie with This Could Be the Start of Something Big.
Thank you.
Artie Shaw with the Hornet right here on the Swingin' Blues Radio Show. It is pouring rain outside, and it is thunderstorming, and Janice and Justin are loving it. How are you guys feeling? Feeling good?
Good.
Yeah, feel great. Wasn't loving the rain on the way here, though.
No, yeah. How long was the trek over?
Oh, I don't know. I live right around the corner. I'm right on this street here, but I was walking with my keyboard, and it started to rain, and I didn't know where this place was, so, it became a bit of a problem.
It worked out. We got a ride. Yeah. Some people who happened to drop in, so.
Yeah.
Thanks to Cristobal and Tomas.
Awesome. It's just, you know, every time I come on the show, I try to tell the audience about the dedication that we have to Swingin' Blues, and a few times I've biked here in the snow and the rain and whatever, but today you carried a keyboard through the rain. And of course, in your pajamas and whatever it is that anything to make it more impressive, right?
For those of you who are wondering, I am sitting here in my pajamas right now. So is Janice. We all are.
All right. So during the break, we were talking about Artie Shaw, and Justin had an interesting story about Artie Shaw.
Oh yeah, I was mentioning the Ken Burns documentary. If you're into jazz, gotta check out this documentary. It's the big documentary for jazz. It's got
12 discs,
13 discs, 14 discs. I don't know how many discs. I haven't seen them all, to be honest. But they do talk about Artie Shaw a little bit, and they talk about his involvement in the war and how he went to the Pacific. While people were fighting in Europe, he was down in the Pacific. And he brought his clarinet, and he was, you know, motivating the troops and everything, and it was so humid down there, his clarinet completely stopped working, apparently, for some of his shows. So I don't remember what he did, but if you want to know, go check out the Ken Burns documentary.
Totally check out the Ken Burns documentary. Well, I mean, his music has survived to today, so it must have worked out for him somehow.
Yeah,
sure. Awesome. All right, so we're gonna hear some live music now, I think. And while I have your attention, don't forget about the tomorrow at the Hepcat Studio, 42 Herb Street East, we have the Jedi Swing Trials are happening. It's going to be more a little bit about that later. It's very, very exciting. And we will not see live music there, but we may see some live music in the near future. And maybe we'll hire the two of you for a dance. I don't know. We'll see. maybe I can pull some strings and see the best I can do. So here they are, Janice Lee on vocals, Justin James on piano. Take it away.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star. You'll feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you've never heard before. And on a clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever and ever and ever and ever more. before. And on that clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever and ever and ever and ever more.
Beautiful.
That's a song by Alan J. Lerner and Burton Lane.
And who, sorry?
And Burton Lane.
Burton Lane.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And what's it called?
On a Clear Day.
On a Clear Day. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. Thank you very, very much for coming in and playing. We will be hearing more, I promise. We're going to hear it spread out through the course of the show. We're going to have quite a bit of live music for you. So now that the two of you are, you know, musicians. So how did it all start for you? Justin, do you want to maybe start us off? How did it all start for you in terms of music?
Oh, my mother made me. Yeah, I started out like, I guess, a lot of kids these days. My parents wanted me to go through the Royal Conservatory of Music, piano standards and stuff, and jumping through hoops, I found I was doing a lot. But my brother really hated it. I had an older brother. I'm the youngest of two. And he hated it so much. And as a younger kid, I found that I was always trying to do things that my brother didn't like to do that my parents wanted him to like to do so that I would get, you know, better treatment. So when my brother stopped doing the music, I was like, no, I'm going to keep going, right? See, I'm such a good kid. And yeah, I stuck with it. And before I knew it, I was going to school for music and developed a great interest in jazz. And yeah, that's how I got here, I guess.
Right on, right on. And Janice, and yourself, I know you're involved in a lot of different music projects in KW as well, and not just jazz.
Yeah, I play in a band called the Tralalas. We're kind of like political folk rock. But my bandmates are all kind of busy with master's degrees and other things like that. And I have a lot of solo music that's kind of been on the shelf. So it's been really fun to play with Justin and kind of go back into jazz and blues stuff. Mm-hmm. and we also like a lot of funk.
Mm. Oh, right on, right on.
And
you know, funk is every Lindy Hopper's guilty pleasure.
So it feels good to sing. I mean, most standards, jazz standards, originated from musicals.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean, a lot of the most famous ones were first sung by Fred Astaire in like 1920s.
Yeah.
So, and I have a great interest in musical theater, so it's nice to sing those songs again and to sing them on stage. But also, I think we also have some like original material that's in the same style but more modern. And I'm kind of tired of hearing people sing the same songs over and over since the 1920s. So.
Mm. Yeah. So how did the music thing start for you then?
Yeah. Before I could talk, I was singing into a microphone. There's this hilarious like childhood video of me running around the basement with a microphone singing into it. Yeah. But into like the Korean karaoke machine. It's good times. But I was singing since I was a kid. Played piano, played trumpet, and picked up guitar 4 years ago. And it's songwriting and singing that where my passion really lies, and making music with other people that make the music better, and making people feel emotions when they hear the music.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do. And excitement and fun and all that, yeah.
Well, the song A Clear Day is a good example of that, because it is an emotional song, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty.
It can be, but it's one of those tunes that, I mean, you could hear Bill Evans doing this and slowing it down and making it very sentimental, or Judy Garland did this too, right?
Yeah,
it's very big.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Davis Jr., like it's, you know, big and fun, so you can take it either way, whatever you're feeling, you can play it however you like, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, well, the three of us are going to take a short break, and we're just going to listen to some music, and then we'll get right back to it on the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. Seriously, this is a great show. I'm really enjoying this. Here's Louis Armstrong with Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, Dolly. I can't tell, Dolly. You still blowing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying, but the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas, find an empty lap, fellas. Dolly, never go away again.
Hepcat Hoppers provide Waterloo Region with weekly live and DJ jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live swing jazz every Monday night starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, The Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, please visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Just a quick note about the Hepcat Hoppers ad. Actually, it's not entirely accurate anymore because the live swing jazz is no longer located at the Button Factory. We are now located at the Hepcats studio at 42 Herb Street East. Shady Nook Farms, raising all natural cattle with care. Are your local food source for beef? We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca. Just saying that Jeff Stagger had cheated to use my voice for his radio ad, but you know how it is with the old McDonald Big Bad Voodoo Daddy thing in the background. welcome back to the show. Janice and Justin, loving having you in the studio tonight. What would you guys say are your biggest influences? Or who would you say are your biggest influences?
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland?
She's
Garland. A knockout, isn't she?
Man, she could make you cry. She would tear your heart out with her song, and she would believe herself into anything. And if you watch any of her performances, you know, her, especially if you watch her eyes and the way that they move when she sings.
Well, filmmakers, you know, in the 30s, 40s, and 50s would always, you know, put the camera slightly out of focus so that she's got this kind of blurry, glowy, beautifulness going on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I like heartfelt singers. Judy Garland. But I also like Fred Astaire, who's so nonchalant with his singing, but it's so effortless. Kind of like Chet Baker, you know, just really effortless. And I like those two.
Yeah.
Casual. What about you?
Well, it's a piano player. I love Oscar Peterson.
Okay. And awesome.
He's phenomenal. Great technical player, great emotional player, too. I think that was one of the big things I realized about Oscar Peterson these past few years was that he wasn't just a technical wizard on the keyboard. He was also very, very awesome at playing those, you know, slow tunes. So a lot of my, you know, voicings and I don't want to say progressions, but the way I play, I try to model off of Oscar Peterson's slower playing, and I think it's great.
Terrific, yeah, yeah. Lindy Hoppers, by and large, are, you know, kind of snobs when it comes to when it comes to picking the kind of jazz that we listen to. And we listen to a lot of like Slim Gaylord and Fats Waller and you know, kind of you know, straight up swing. That's just really, it's kind of, you know. Do you find though? You know, Janice mentioned earlier about kind of old standards being replayed over and over again. Do you find though that it's hard to, or it's, you know, or that you are helping to further jazz as an art, or do you think that it's difficult to do that with old standards?
I think the tendency is to go around in circles. And when I do hear, I mean, if you listen to Jazz FM or you listen to the radio where they play jazz all the time, you have a new female jazz vocalist coming out every 6 months, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're singing the same songs everyone's been singing for the last 100 years with some other fancy saxophone player or piano player. And they have a beautiful voice, but it all just gets the same sounding to me. Mm-hmm. So I like when, you know, Diana Krall writes Peel Me a Grape, you know, a new... Yeah. Clever, like Cole Porter, like clever lyrics, and she's doing something new. I hope she did write that. I haven't actually looked it up, but I really like that song. Mm-hmm. And when people are trying to push it, or people like Jamie Cullum in the UK, who's mixing, you know, he started out really straight jazz, but now it's like jazz, funk, hip hop, pop, and melding all the genres together, because like the lines of genres are so restrictive, I think.
Yeah.
I think the main thing, I love jazz standards, I love the oldies, and I think you're definitely right that you do see so many new, you know, jazz singers come in all the time. But on the other side, we have to be careful to make sure that when we are writing new songs, that we aren't losing the concept behind the standard, the emotions in the songs, because that was the whole thing about standards, was that they were so, you know, emotionally, you know, charged.
Yeah.
There was, you know, a huge movement in jazz where the music became conceptualized. And everything was more just about doing something mathematically, or, you know, just doing something completely crazy. And it lost the feeling. So I think nowadays I love anything that has, you know, emotion attached to it. Peel Me a Grape is a great example.
It's and I think wonderful. Why people always go back to the standards is because they're so beautifully written, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And the poetry in the lyrics and the richness of the images in the lyrics are so classic. That's why people always like to go back to them. Whereas if you listen to top 40 music, the lyrics are so meaningless and they're so unpoetic.
Yeah.
That I think people always go back to the nostalgia of the standards is because they're so beautiful, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I know I go back to what the Lindy Hoppers say, but, you know, I'm a Lindy Hopper.
Yeah.
So that's, but, you know, I think one thing that that everybody says is all you really need for a good night of jazz is someone who can play the piano and a hot chick who can sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
So that's what we got right here in the studio. And speaking of that, I'm going to play an up-and-coming jazz singer, Alex Pengman, who is based out of Toronto. I play her often on the show here, partially because, you know, Canadian content, and partially because she's very, very good. And she had an accident, unfortunately, where her lung collapsed and had a full double lung transplant, and now is still a jazz singer.
Wow.
And a very, very talented one at that. And she plays very often at Dover Courthouse in Toronto for the Lindy Hoppers down there who are in Toronto. A shout out to all of you if you're listening. And if you're not, then, well, you suck. So here is Alex Pengman with Sing You Sinners.
Sinners, drop everything, let that harmony ring up to heaven and sing. Oh, sing, you sinners, just wave your arms all about. Let the Lord hear you shout, pour that music right out and sing, you sinners. But there's music that old devil kicks, he don't allow music by the river Styx. Oh, you're wicked and you're depraved, and you all misbehave. Say if you want to be saved, a sin, you sinner, sinner, sinner. stop everything. Let that harmony ring up to heaven and sing. Sing, you sinner, just wave your arms all about. Let the Lord hear you shout for that music right out. And sing, you sinner, whip it, but there's music that old devil kicks. He don't allow music by the river Styx. Are you wicked and you're prone? And you've all misbehaved. Say if you want to be saved, sing you a sinner. I'll sing you sinners. Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Never went in for after glow, candlelight on the mistletoe. mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a foil on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a four-wheel on fire now. Never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light. Oh, I'm beginning to see the light.
Hot Chicks Who Can Sing on the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. It is 10:43 p.m. You just heard Alex Pengman, Ella Fitzgerald, and Janice Lee and Justin James, ladies and gentlemen. This is a great show. This is a really great show. Thank you very much
nice
for coming
to
on.
Build after Ella. Eh?
Yeah,
sounds good.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Absolutely. All right. So, so that's a great song. That's an Ella song.
Yep, she sings.
She's done it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, do you guys have a favorite song?
Favorite song.
I like Lullaby of Birdland.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who sings that one?
The version I like is the Sarah Vaughan version.
Oh, okay.
Ella
okay.
sings it too, yeah.
Awesome, yeah.
Well, the first time I heard that just as a vocalist, being like, whoa, listen to those intervals. They're so cool. The way it jumps around is fun. Like, da 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 ba da ba ba da 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 dee da da da. It was so fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to sing.
That's a phenomenal tune.
Yeah.
That's a really fun one to dance to because it's got really cool breaks. Da 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 ba ba da. It's, you know... Bum-ba-na. Lindy Hopper's really like to play with that kind of that kind of musicality.
Yeah, so. You can bounce around there. Yeah.
Yeah. What about yourself, Justin?
This is an answer that changes almost on a daily basis. I think for me right now, I'd say my favorite song is an Oscar Peterson tune. He wrote it during the civil rights movement, and it's a tune called "Hymn to Freedom." Phenomenal tune, great recording of it on the I wouldn't be able to play it right now. No,
even a sample.
I'd love to. I'd have to think about it. Maybe I can get it over the break, but
okay. If it's a do it justice thing, I'm sure you could.
You should hear the recording. I don't think anybody could do it justice. He does a phenomenal job. This is on the Night Train album. I'm 90% sure. I'd have to double check that, but Night Train, great album. Hymn to Freedom, awesome tune. It's almost it is gospel.
Yeah,
it's gospel based, and Oscar Peterson wrote it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. Awesome. All right. So let's get back to a little bit of music. It's almost 11 o'clock now, you know I don't know about you guys. I'm just loving this show right now. This is too much fun in here. So if you're at home and you're listening. Or if you're David Churn and you're at the dance studio right now, you should get up and dance. Awesome. So I'm going to play a little bit. So very soon, coming out in next week, I believe. Next week is the release date of Gordon Webster's new CD. Gordon Webster is a very, very popular Lindy Hopping jazz pianist. And he is coming out with a new CD very soon, live in Rochester. And if you listen to the show last week, I played the two songs that are pre-released, and so I'm not going to play them tonight because you have to listen to it last week. Until then, though, I am going to play his version of "By Mirabis to Shane" from the Live in Philadelphia album, which is just a terrific album. I strongly recommend you get it if you're out there and you're listening. Also, Gordon Webster will be on May the 11th. He will be having the release party in Rochester, New York. I believe some of us from Kitchener-Waterloo will be making our way down there, myself included. And it's really going to be a hell of a CD. So Here is Gordon Webster with By Mir Bis Duchesne from the album Live in Philadelphia.
Thank you.
All right. It is almost the top of the hour, and that was Gordon Webster from Live in Philadelphia with Bimirbis Duchesne. And all right, I'm going to read the announcements now, and that should take us to the top of the hour, and then maybe we'll hear a bit more music. And then I have planned the interview with Rosalyn Collada-Cedra from Toronto. And then, of course, we have more music from our live in the studio musicians coming your way. Plenty and plenty of music from them to come. All right. So, first of all, the local announcements is that the UW Swing Club is presenting Dancing in the Park on Thursdays from 8 p.m. until 11 p.m., and that is in Waterloo Park at the Silver Lake in Waterloo. It's Dancing on the Boardwalk, and it's put on by the University of Waterloo Swing Club. Anne and John, they do a lot of really great stuff for the community, so go down and support them. Help Wanted, the Swing and Blues radio show, is in need of a radio show DJ, so go to soundfm.ca/swingandblues for information about that. The Jazz Room, located in the Hoother Hotel, is a super-duper place, so I hear. I hear some really good-looking and talented people are going to be playing there.
Oh, yeah, on May 17th.
May 17th, Janice Lee and Justin James will be there. And,
as well as Adam F. Lewis will be joining us.
Yeah.
Adam Lewis will be joining us. Fantastic. And that is, again, in the Jazz Room, located in the Hoother Hotel, 59 King Street North in Waterloo. On Friday, tomorrow, they have the New Vibes Quartet, and on May 5th, the Michael Wood Quartet. Go to kwjazzroom.com for more information about that. But again, May 17th is when you can come out and support these wonderful musicians in the studio with me tonight. The second annual Swing Dance Jedi Trials and Dance Party is tomorrow night, May the 4th, from 8 p.m. to midnight. There are prizes for the most creative Star Wars-themed costume, Jedi Swing Jack and Jill Trials. Jedi Jack and Jill is basically a swing dancing competition in which you dance together blindfolded.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, it's really, really interesting.
Wow. And so the Jedi costumes, the Star Wars costume, that's totally irrelevant.
Well, it's May the 4th, so May the 4th be with you. And,
gotcha. I'm really glad you explained this, because I was a little confused.
Yeah.
You both were.
Yeah.
So it's a Star Wars themed swing dance.
May the 4th be with you.
So all the ladies going to go with their hair curled up like cinnamon buns on their ears?
I kind of hope so.
Yeah.
Because it's really hot, I got to say. Yeah.
You should show up as Chewy.
As Chewy?
Chewy.
I think you sing a lot better than Chewy ever will. But yeah, the Jedi Swing Trials are tomorrow night at the Hepcat Studio, 42 Herb Street East in Waterloo. It's $7 general, $5 for students. The Jedi Swing Trials are $5 a person to enter, and there will be a class at 8 o'clock p.m. to help you with your Jedi dancing skills, as well as an introductory lesson at 8:30.
On lightsaber fighting.
I'm very excited about this event. Actually, I'll be judging the Swing Trials this year because I won the event last year with a lovely girl named Marika, who is in Hamilton. And I hope she will come out and participate again. And who knows, she might just win again. And we'll see what happens anyway. Competition is always a good thing when it's friendly.
Fighting.
Yeah, exactly. So
swing fighting.
Anyway, moving right along, the Lancaster Jazz Club is Kitchener's home of live Dixieland, ragtime, and early American jazz concerts from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. On May 5th, the Dixie Demons are going to be playing, and on May 12th, Dinny and the All-Stars are going to be playing. May 12th is the last concert of the season. Go to lankjazz.com for more information about that, lankjazz.com. That is an awesome venue.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool, yeah. Yeah, a lot of Dixieland kind of really cool stuff, yeah. The next installment of my solo jazz project is running on Sunday the 13th. Solo Vintage Jazz, we are going to be teaching the Savoy Shim Sham Shimmy. And that is running at the Hepcat Studio, 42 Herb Street East, in case you haven't heard me say it a million times, in Waterloo. On Sunday the 13th from 3:30 to 5 p.m., the pre-registration is $15 and $20 at the door. Go to hepcathoppers.ca for more information about that. West Coast Swing Dance Party is on Saturday, May the 12th from 8 p.m. to midnight at the Hepcat Studio. There is an introductory West Coast Swing lesson from 8 p.m. to 9, and then DJed West Coast Swing music from 9 p.m. to midnight. General admission is $10, $8 for students. Go support the Westies. They're a really great bunch of people. All right. CSC, the Canadian Swing Championships, is May 18th to the 21st at Carling Lake, Quebec. There is social dancing workshops, competitions, showcases, and an all-night hotel room parties. You can meet swing dancers from all across Canada at this annual event. Go to CanadianSwingChampionships.com. Also in Toronto on May 25th weekend, which is the weekend of the birthday of the father of the Lindy Hop, Frankie Manning, there is the Frankie Manning Tribute Weekend with special guest Norma Miller, who is a vintage swing dancer from the 1930s and 40s. 90-something years old now, Norma Miller, but it's always good to have.
And he's going
to
dance?
I think so.
They're going to dance, well.
She's at least going to speak, so I should hope so. I have seen her dance, and it's a joy to watch. It's totally awesome. Go to torontolindyhop.com for more information about that. And then last in Canada, the Victoria Lindy Exchange is October the 26th in Victoria, BC. There's a weekend of dancing on the West Coast. Loads of fun. My good buddy Mark Parent out there, if you're listening, I'm supporting you. All right. June 1st to the 3rd is Stumpology, which is a weekend in Rochester, New York, an authentic solo jazz weekend. Classes, competitions, and social dancing. There is a carpool available from Waterloo. Ask around on the Monday Night Swing. Go to stompology.com. It is in Rochester, New York. A lot of fun. The Careless Lovers are going to be playing. They are an awesome, awesome band. And that is all of the announcements that I am at liberty to read right now, because that's just a lot to take. So, it is 10:59 p.m. We're going to have a little bit of ads for the radio station right here. You're listening to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, the Swing and Blues radio show. My name is Turlock Myers, and I am with you here until midnight. And my special guests this evening are Janice Lee and Justin James. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
It's been fun.
Love
it. Still fun.
Tons of fun. Yeah. All right. So, we will be back in just a couple of minutes. Until then, don't go anywhere, because there is going to be more danceable tunes to come.